Beach Radio.
Swaggy, what's up, man?
What's poppin'? How you doing, bro?
Oh, I wanted to see you a lot more this season. I don't understand what the hell they're thinking inside that house.
Bro, I got backdoored off somebody else's emotions. Like, I don't know how the hell that happened, but, like, if that didn't happen, I probably would have went further in this game because I knew I had a target on my back. It was my own alliance member who took me out. Like, the other side couldn't take me out, so it was just crazy.
Alliances in this house are everything, but watching the past couple of episodes, and we're only a few episodes into this 20th season of Big Brother, Caitlyn is either an absolute mess or a low-key genius.
She plays with her heart on her sleeve and she's emotional. She's probably going home within the next 3 or 4 weeks because she can't control her emotions and she makes, like, impulse emotional decisions. And it's idiotic and it's not going to work in the end. Like, it's going to catch up bad to her. Like, I don't know what's going on with her. Like, it won't work. That's all I'm saying.
You worked hard to campaign once you saw what she did. Anything else you could have done to stay in the game?
Nothing. Like, once I got backdoored, there was nothing I could have said. I mean, I campaigned, like, my ass off right until, like, literally 5 minutes before the live show. Like, I campaigned 24/7. But before that, like, I didn't even know Tyler was in her ear. I just thought they got close. But I didn't know she was doing Tyler's dirty work at all.
Kicking it with Swaggy C from season 20. Getting that key and hearing that you're going to be a part of this season. Take me back to that for a sec.
Man, I figured I was going to be a part of the season because I knew it was, like, my whole Swaggy personality that I figured they wouldn't pass up on that. But, like, getting the actual keys was still surreal. It was just a good, like, feeling and a good experience. And, like, obviously I was very excited to join the show, like, literally a month ago, and I'll never, like, forget that.
Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you're going to get into a showmance on live TV in front of everybody, your friends and family watching?
Oh. I did not. And I tried to fight it as long as I could. I literally came in the house saying, like, there's no chance I'd be in a showmance. And even after it happened, I still said I wasn't going to do it, but I couldn't fight it anymore. But I literally did not want a showmance. But it came, and I don't regret it at all.
The other half of Swae Lee is Bailey. What does she have to do to make it further in the game this season? If she could hear you right now, what would you tell her?
Don't cry or stress over me. I'll be fine. Just focus on your own personal game. Align with the right people. Do not trust people who are telling you to trust them. Like, only trust Fez and, you know, maybe Haley. But other than that, like, play your own game. I'll be fine. Stop crying and then try to get this money.
Question everybody wants to know the answer to. $1 million question. You and Bailey gonna try this showmance as a romance outside the house?
Yeah, me and her talked. Like, we both said the night before that in case I do get evicted, let's just talk and let's just, you know, get everything off our chest. And that's when she told me she loved me for the first time. That's when I said it back. And then, you know, we both talked about our plans after the show. We plan on moving to L.A. once the show ends and starting our life from there.
Swaggy, if you could talk to Caitlyn and you had 30 seconds to just say whatever you wanted to say, what would you say right now?
I don't like you. I don't like Tyler. I think you're kind of shady because you have a boyfriend and you're messing with Fez. And good luck trying to win the show. But don't talk to me after the show because I just think you're a shady human being. And yeah, namaste.
What if Tyler, after the show is done, wants to say, look, man, let's just go and grab a bite and talk things over? Would you take him up on that?
No, I do not want nothing to do with him. And that's not me being old. It just happened and it's fresh and it's emotional. No, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to Bailey, Fez, Haley, and Rockstar, and that's it. That's all I really care about in this game. Like, you make friendships, but you don't have to be friends with everybody from the show. Like, I know we're one big family, but you don't have to be friends with everybody. And Tyler went out of his way to, like, literally tell me that, oh, you know, our ex-girlfriends did this, and both of our dads died the same year with the same problem, and we got the same birthday, so we're really close, and then went out of his way to backstab me. Like, no, that's more than a game to me at that point.
Anybody trying to audition for season 21 and further, give them some advice right from Swaggy C, man.
Be you. Don't be anybody else. Like, if you're shy, be shy. If you're outgoing, be outgoing. Leave it all on the table. Don't go into the auditions or, you know, the process and walk out feeling regretful. Like, give it your all. Give every single answer. I don't care if you feel strongly about touchy subjects. Like, give it your all. Say your mind, and you'll have a great chance to be on the show. Like, all I can say is literally give it your all. Don't be boring. Literally, like, just give it your all.
Who in that house do you hope surprises you with their gameplay and comes alive this season?
Scotty.
Even though Scotty wore a Swaggy C t-shirt and then backdoored you and voted you out?
I know he didn't vote for me, but I think he's playing the best game in the house, and I hope he can maintain it. I think he can. I think he really has a great chance at winning the money.
Swaggy C, wish we would have seen a lot more of this guy on TV, man. Don't forget Big Brother 3 nights a week on Global. Check it out. It's going to be a crazy season.
Beach Radio.